Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Do you believe baptism has any bearing on modern men's salvation? Or have you subscribed to the Calvinist doctrine of salvation by grace alone? If people believe and preach the essentiality of baptism, as faithful churches of Christ do, are we guilty of preaching salvation by works? Have we become legalists, as some of our religious neighbors have maintained? Will you please listen carefully to an inspired apostle? For Christ also has once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit, by which also he went and preached unto spirits in prison, which were sometime disobedient, when once the long-suffering of God waited in the days of Noah, while the ark was being prepared, wherein few, that is, eight souls, were saved. Now please take note of the next verse. The like figure, whereunto, even baptism does also now save us. Not the putting away of the filth of the flesh, but the answer of a good conscience toward God by the resurrection of Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 3, 18-21. Eight souls were saved by water, according to the Apostle Peter. Peter then added, the like figure whereunto even baptism does also now save us. When Peter used the expression, the like figure, was he arguing that men are figuratively saved by water? What is the significance of the term, the like figure? The word figure is translated from the Greek antitupon, and literally means antitype. Let me use a typewriter to illustrate the meaning of the word antitype. As you know, if you have worked with typewriters, the type is that instrument which makes an impression on the paper. When the type strikes the paper, it makes a mark. The mark is the antitype, literally, against the type. In the verse we are studying, what is the type? Eight souls were saved by water. 1 Peter 3:20. What is the antitype? The like figure whereunto baptism does also now save us. The eight members of Noah's family were saved by or through water. Men and women today who believe in Christ and want to be saved by the gospel must obey the Lord in baptism. It is by baptism that we are now saved. Is that interpretation of 1 Peter 3:21 in harmony with the rest of the New Testament? For you are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians 3:26 and 27. Ananias said to Saul of Tarsus, a penitent believer, and now why are you waiting? Arise and be baptized and wash away your sins. Acts 22:16. The New Testament and Psalms, an inclusive version, translates verse 21 as follows. And baptism, which this prefigure, now saves you, not the removal of dirt from your body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. While I have many problems with this particular version, the translation of this verse is excellent and brings out the full meaning of the original Greek. Peter explains that baptism was not intended to wash the dirt from our bodies. It has a deeper spiritual meaning. It was designed to wash sin from our souls, not because there is any inherent cleansing power in water, but because God Himself gave baptism as the means of washing away our sins and placing us into the church of the living God. For by one Spirit are you all baptized into one body, whether we be Jews or Gentiles, whether we be bond or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. 1 Corinthians 12:13. My friends, we thank you for listening. May God continue to bless you.